Hey, everybody. Well, we're almost home.
Coming on to last mile home.
We'll be back soon. So, this whole time, I've been kind of, I had these comic book topics to get to. But I never got to them. We had a crisis episode. We had a, how do I feel about erotic art episode, which was not only entertaining, but also entertaining and informative. In case you wanted to know how I felt about erotic art, I'd love to hear how you all feel about erotic art. And then I will judge you for your feelings, because the way I feel about it is right, and the way you feel about it is wrong, unless it's the same way where I feel about it. In which case, the way you feel is right, but I expressed it better through an hour of podcasts. So I had these comic-related topics, these comic book-related topics, if you will, because here's the thing. When you're doing one of these car episodes, you need to have kind of a topic in your head or a story that needs telling and not have to refer to anything. Because, you know, it's fucking dark right now. What am I going to do? I'm already in the car with a microphone. And, what am I, turn on the dome light and, like, look at a paper and drive? I will die. I will roll my car over a bridge if I do that. So I gotta have something that goes in my head. And a comic book topic, pretty easy. I was thinking how insane this was because, so, sad news. I think it was actually my last time I went to Grand Junction. My tape player in my car broke. Now, I know what you're thinking. Big fucking deal. What do you need to listen to tapes for? Well, I don't, smart guy. However, I use the tape player as an adapter for my PiPod. So I listened to music and podcasts via my tape player, which now is not an option. The radio works fine, which is great, you know, because I could hear the same fucking 10 songs. If you traveled, like if you drove around the country in the 70s or something, did all the radio stations play the same songs? Did people just not know that because we weren't communicating about it, or is that just how it's always been? Because, you know, you go up and it's like, oh, here's the classic rock station. Mama, I'm coming home. You know. And, you gotta hold on to what we've got. It doesn't matter if you're at your home station or not. You'll hear this song. And you'll hear it a lot. You'll hear it a lot! Same shit all the time. I don't know. And it's not the shittiness of these songs. I enjoy these songs. Okay? That's not my issue here. My issue is, like, I got a fucking iPod that these songs are on. So when I want to hear them, I can hear them at will. And then hear the songs that surround them as well. Your fucking journey on the radio all the time. How often do you hear Only the Young? Hmm? That's a great song. Yet they never play it. Why? They just can't. They just couldn't. What if they played that instead of Wheel in the Sky? Can you even imagine what would happen? If I didn't hear Wheel in the Sky again? For this song? For the length it took to play this song? I don't know, whatever. It's like, this is fucking Skynet. This is what it is. The robot takeover is like, it's just one fucking robot, and it's like, it seems they like the greatest hits of AC/DC. No need to play, like, one of the... Here's the thing. AC/DC, right? They got a lot of A's. And they got some B+'s, and you never hear the B+'s. I could hear the B+'s. I'm fine with that. A B+ AC/DC that I haven't heard 85 fucking times in the last year, that's as good as an A AC/DC that I hear every goddamn time I turn on the radio. So anyway, I told you all about that because here's what's really weird. much like recording in the car, which if that's illegal, I'm not doing it. I know for a fact, actually, that putting headphones in this fucking idiot is trying to, like, get around, and then as soon as it came time to come in the lane, they, like, slow down so that they're almost touching my bumper. Fool. I know it's illegal to drive with headphones in, so, you know, obviously I wouldn't do that. And obviously I wouldn't, like, leave my house with ear protection, like earmuffs, for shooting a gun, thinking, like, well, this will make it a lot easier to hear headphones if I decided to wear those illegally. Which I wouldn't end up doing. In this hypothetical, I didn't end up doing it because, actually, I was like, that just seems fucking dangerous somehow. I don't know. Seems like I should be able to hear some of the road noise. Although I wonder how illegal it is because, like, when I was on the motorcycle, I wore a fucking helmet. You couldn't hear shit. I mean, you could hear, but it wasn't great. You know what I mean? It was not great. And somehow you can be in a motorcycle blasting a stereo, like, you can't hear a fucking thing. But if you wore headphones while you were driving a car, you'd be fucking insane. You'd be a crazy person. But honestly, I just thought, like, I don't know, I always wonder, like, if you're wearing headphones, if a cop would ever pull you over. And I think not, because it probably just looks like a handless phone. Jesus Christ. Hands-free phone thing, adapter headphone thing. But I feel like if I was wearing the shooting ear protection, that might be a bridge too far. That might be, like, a little too much of trying to, I don't know, get away with something. Like, okay, come on. You can't be doing that shit. Let's not get crazy. It's like, oh, all these road noises that alert me to dangers are getting in the way of me listening to podcasts in my car. Anyway, so I had a pretty good superhero topic in mind here, or at least what I thought was a good one. I don't know. We'll see. I was thinking about superpowers, right? Because it's always a big topic, like, what superpowers would you pick if you could pick one superpower? Now, let me let me set some rules here, okay? Because what we're talking about when we talk about superpowers is not like a whole suite of superpowers, because then the answers are obvious. You know, you're like, oh, I'll take Superman's powers. Because what are his powers? All the things. Like, what is he not good at? It's like, oh, he's vulnerable to magic. Well, magic's not fucking real, so I guess it's a good thing that, good thing I picked that one, then. I bet you're regretting picking fucking Doctor Strange, so basically what you can do is create acid trips in people's minds. Good for you. Wow, you did something that basically some drug dealer named Satchel could do by handing me some fucking shrooms in an alley. Good work. So it's not, when I say, like, what superpower would be the best, you can't say Superman's powers. You could say flight. You could say invincibility, you could say super strength, but you can't say Superman powers. Now, here's what I am going to say. Like, your powers, you know, they come with the requisite powers in order to make the power valuable. In other words, like, they talked about this one time on NPR, I think, and it was like flight versus invisibility, but the flight was limited. Like, you couldn't go super fast. You couldn't carry somebody else while you were flying. It would, you know, you'd be affected by the weather and stuff like that. So let's just talk flight. Let's just start with that. Because basically, if we're choosing the power of flight, that also comes with the power to, like, fly quickly. Let's just say, you know, jet speed. Mach 1? Is that a jet speed? Is that fast? The speed of sound, basically. So you could fly very fast, because otherwise it's pointless, right? And you don't have to wear crazy goggles, and you're not going to freeze to death if you're, like, a couple hundred feet in the air and in the wind. Even though you normally would be very cold, you won't, because that just makes it not fun, right? That makes the idea of the superpower way less exciting. Or, for example, let's say you have super strength. Like, the problem with actually having super strength, for example, would be, like, well, I could have the strength to lift a car, let's say, but, you know, it would tear my skin open and my hands would rip open because the skin can't take that much pressure or something like that. So if you have super strength, you have enough invulnerability to actually use that strength, right? Like, it's not just, okay, I have super strength, but basically, you know, if I punched a piece of concrete, I could, like, explode the concrete. It's not going to just break all the bones in my hand. That was one of my least favorite things in Dark Knight Rises. He's fighting Bane, and, you know, Bane's this super strong guy, and he, like, punches a concrete pillar, and a big chunk of concrete just comes out of it. And it's cool, but I'm also like, hey, come on. You can't do that. Like, his whole hand would be completely destroyed. If you managed, even if you managed to break a chunk of concrete off a thing, that's enough. And I'm not like the guy who's like, science. We need to apply science to superheroes. There's like, the whole point of those movies is they're kind of realistic, and then he punches a hole in concrete, but that's not even mentioned. Okay. So that's how the powers are going to work. I'm also going to throw out anything that's just too ill-defined and powerful. So, for example, like, Thor seems to just have general god powers, right? So, no. Or the Silver Surfer has the power cosmic, which just seems to be the most powerful thing in the world and doesn't seem to have a specific limit. And he seems to express it a lot by shooting, like, beams at people. This is what's so funny about, like, Silver Surfer. Like, your Green Lanterns, let's say. Your Green Lantern can make anything in the universe, right? Anything that can be made, he can manifest. And what does he make? I don't know, a fist? Or, like, big body parts or something like that? Good thinking. You know, they had this replacement Green Lantern that I liked in the 90s, and I was, like, the only one who liked him, but it was this guy, Kyle Rayner. And they had him be the Green Lantern because they were like, oh, well, he's like a graphic artist, a creative type, so maybe he'll make some crazier shit. I did just see this comic where he fought this, like, invulnerable guy, right? And the guy's head separated from its body. And so then he was just this head. And so then what Kyle Rayner decided to do, because this guy was invulnerable, was he put him in a little bubble, a green bubble. And then he manifested, like, this huge burly guy with a tennis racket. And then he just hit him off into distant space, you know, and he's just telling him, like, well, I know you're invincible and you'll just never die, but you can just float a long fucking time in space, my friend. And then he just hits him off into nowhere. Which is, like, kind of horrifying, right, when you think about it? Just, okay, well, he's just drifting off into nowhere forever. Or, I don't know, at the same time, you're just like, come on, man, this is how come your bad guys keep coming back. You just shoot them off into an orb, into nothing. Except for you also know that, like, every fucking 2 months, someone's come out of that nothing, and they're like, we're aliens, and we're gonna fight you. So the odds of, it just seems, the real odds of someone finding this tiny ball in space are zero. The comic book odds are 100%. Bad choice. You know, comic book characters need to be more aware they're in a comic book. Now, here's a switch too, though. Like, if you did a Batman, let's say, you could have the Batman powers, like the fighting powers or the detective powers, but not both. And those aren't technically powers, but, you know, part of the discussion, right? All right. So let's just go through this. You know, I'm going to try and think of the superheroes and their powers and then talk about some pluses and minuses, put them in the maybe pile, and then move on. So obviously Superman. Flight is pretty great. Invulnerability might be okay. Here's the thing. You have to make a choice between invulnerability and super strength. Being invulnerable would be great, except it just basically keeps you from getting hurt, I guess. Like, it keeps you from being injured a lot, which is nice. I mean, I'm sure that when... considering my sickness, my frequent and long-lasting sickness. You know, throw that in the invulnerability camp. I assume Superman doesn't get colds. That would be pretty awesome. Super strength. Like, super strength, I feel like, is kind of an overrated power. Like, it works in the comic book world, right? But think about in my real life, what would I use super strength for? Like, I wouldn't... And in fact, it would rob me of some of... You know, I enjoy going to a gymnasium and exercising. That makes me feel better. But if I had super strength, I wouldn't really... That wouldn't do anything for me, right? Like, they wouldn't... There wouldn't exist a gymnasium that could contain my strength, that could test my strength, test your might. Well, I would just have to, like, go out into a fucking old grain silo and demolish it or something for strength. I don't know. So that would kind of rob me of something I liked. So I think I'm going to cast off super strength. I mean, you could do cool shit. I guess, you know what you could do? You could make a career out of doing, like, strongman competitions. It would be pretty fun to go, especially, like, if you got out of shape, but you were still super strong. Like, I could show up to a CrossFit competition, flabby as fuck, and just destroy everybody. You know, I reach up for the pull-up bar and just snap it in half, and I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm done with that. And just throw the fucking barbells. That would be nice. That would be fun. I mean, that would be interesting. I guess if you had super strength, you know, you could be basically a football player, right? Because you'd just be unstoppable. So that's something. So here's a sad thing about me, I've learned when talking about this just now. Like, when I think about superpowers, I kind of think about, like, well, which ones could I parlay into at least some kind of a career? Right? Like, which ones could I eat out on for the rest of my life? Which is kind of a horrible thing, but I don't know, super strength, you could do worse than super strength. Invulnerability, like, that's not really gonna, life-wise, you're not gonna do a lot with that, right? Like, you're not gonna, you won't get hurt and you won't get sick, but no one else is gonna notice but you. I mean, there's not much you can do with that. So Superman, and let's just, you know, his other fucking powers, I mean, laser eyes, x-ray eyes, cold breath, obviously those are a no. Like, anyone who would say, oh, of all the powers, x-ray vision, you're an idiot. Any power you could have, and you're like, I could see through stuff sometimes. Alright, good. Well, as long as it's not made of lead, and what are you even going to look at? I mean, I've been just driving home for like 5 fucking hours. What am I going to look at? Inside of cars? How many boobs can you look at before you're just like, all right, now I know. Also, you know what would be weird about x-ray vision? It's not like you're really seeing a person naked, right? Like if, okay, you see some lady and you decide to, you know, use your x-ray vision for perverting the perversion of justice. And look at them naked. They'd still have, like, a bra. It's not like you have nude vision where you're seeing what they look like naked. You're seeing what they look like, but they still have, like, a bra on, right? Or if they were wearing Spanx pants, it would still be like, wow, their butt is weird mashed and stuff. I don't understand what's going on. I guess, yeah, so, I don't know, that it would be weird. I wonder if you'd just get used to that. I think the novelty of seeing people naked would wear off. It would take a while. I would, you know what else I would look at a lot? I was thinking today, because I saw two guys get into, like, huge lifted trucks when I was up in Grand Junction, and I was like, oh, good, I'm glad to see this is a thing up here, too. These fucking idiots getting in these trucks. I saw this guy, and he had this gigantic lifted truck, and it had, like, those, you know, fancy black rims on it and stuff. And he was going into a Little Caesars, and he got, like, two pizzas in there. And I was just like, man, how much money are you spending on your fucking truck that you're eating Little Caesars instead of, you know, much finer pizzas? Because finer pizzas do exist. several finer options exist. There's a Papa John's in the same shopping center. And I think, I don't know, he's supposed to be a racist or something, I think, or a crazy Republican, but who cares? Who owns Little Caesars? Caesar? No, I don't even fucking know who owns that. Some guy who's getting fucking rich as hell. So anyway, I was just like, I am not going to ever feel bad for any of these people who have a giant truck and then, you know, are broke. Because you'll just, all I can think is like, how much do these fucking rims cost each? And you never see one where they're like, well, I got one rim. I buy one a month. Because that's sane. That's a okay, you know, I can budget that way. Or I saved up over a period of several months. Can you even imagine saying this to somebody? Oh, yeah, I saved up over the last 6 months to buy rims. Rims! For your car. I saved up for half a year to pay for, and then... What would you think? Well, I could have bought a plane ticket to fucking Australia, or rims. The part that the tire goes around, I guess the part that we would commonly refer to as the wheel. I wanted ones that... the ones I had were fine. They worked fine. They went in a circle. They were round still. They stayed on my car. But I wanted ones that were black and had a star in the middle. I want the black ones with the star in the middle. And, I saved up for those. I saved up for 6 months and purchased them. And now I have them and my life is completely different. You know, it changed my life. What the fuck? I am gonna... Remind me to look up the cost of rims. Because I want to look up the cost of rims just so I know. And I also want to look up how much it costs to get, like, a Ford F-250 lifted. I want to know how much money someone's putting into a truck to get it lifted and to put some rims on it. Because if that person is complaining about the cost of, like, an education or an apartment or something like that, I'm going to be fucking furious. I will tell you that right now. I will tell you that right... See, I'm looking at a... I'm driving by a Suburban right now. A shitbox Suburban. And it's got, like, real crappy spinning rims on it. And, you know, one of them is spinning. The other one is just staying still as they drive. It's like they aren't even doing the same thing. Why did you spend that? Why did you spend that? Now, these ones are probably cheap and shitty. How much does that cost, though? I am missing a hubcap right now. By the way, I could tell the difference, people. I could tell that this Suburban just has hubcaps that spin as opposed to actual rims. Okay, you can tell when the spinny part is on the outside. When it's not incorporated behind the edge of the tire, then you gotta question whether or not it's just a hubcap. I lost a hubcap a little while ago. I made the smart decision of having my tires rotated at a grease monkey, and they obviously didn't put the hubcap back on, so it went shooting off somewhere, and never to be seen again. But I haven't bought a new one. I want to buy a new one because I'm a little concerned that, you know, grime and stuff will get in the bolts and make the wheel difficult to remove, right? That's what a hubcap is for. That's why it exists. Not so it spins around or is chrome, because you're like, I need another outlet for chrome on my car. Because chrome is a thing that needs to be on my Chevy Suburban from 1994. Okay. Way out. Oh. But this is like the X-ray vision seeing naked, so what I would do is definitely take the big trucks, and I noticed these two big trucks I saw today, like right in a row. And these, like, real shrimpy guys got in and out of them. Like, I'm not, like, a burly, manly guy, really. But these were, like, real shrimps. You know, one guy was in, like, a Fox Racing shirt and stuff. And he was, like, very thin. Very, very thin. And, you know, they're getting up in the truck. They look ridiculous. It looks like a little kid trying to get up in an RV or something. And then the other guy got out of the truck, and he had parked like shit, you know, in the middle of two spots. And you know, he was wearing these cargo shorts and his legs were so thin. And I just thought, like, I wonder if this penis thing is true. Like, I would like someone to do a study of the big car, small penis thing. I'm wondering what this says about how I feel about my penis size. I don't know. I don't think about it. I gotta be honest, I don't think a lot about, like, I wonder if I have a tiny penis or a small penis or a giant penis or a... Well, I know I don't have a giant penis. And I don't have a tiny... I think it's like... I gotta believe 90% of men are kind of fall within a probably inch and a half range, right? Give or take an inch and a half. And so, who cares? One time, though, recently, I did see a pornographic film clip on the internet, and the guy had, like, a real tiny penis. I was just like, I like how I whispered that, like, I don't want anyone who's on this highway with me to hear, a real tiny penis, get this. He had a really tiny penis, and it was very strange. It's very strange when you watch pornography. I would say, if anyone's curious about this, when you see amateur pornography, that's probably the primary difference. It's less to do with how the ladies look. Seems to be more to do with the guy in the amateur pornography is less likely to be super ripped and less likely to have a giant penis. I also came up with this theory recently about, like, why dudes in pornography are all, like, crazy ripped. Because I don't think there's... I don't think that's for anyone's pleasure, necessarily. I mean, maybe. But, like, they're ripped in that bodybuilder way, not in, like, a Magic Mike kind of way. And I think it's because if you're doing pornography, like, if that's your life now, you're a professional porn man, you don't really have a lot to do, right? Like, how much work could you be doing in a week? I'm not even really sure how, like, professional porn people get paid anymore. Because I know I have not paid for any pornography in, like, forever. You know what I mean? I feel like that's why, like, the iPhone was expensive when it came out. Because they were like, we gotta kick some over to the porn industry. Because that's all people are gonna use this for. But, like... If you're a guy and you're just a porn star, I don't know. I mean, how many porn movies do you shoot in a week or in a year? Certainly you can't be doing 40 hours a week of porn, right? It's not possible. I mean, I guess it's possible, but Jesus Christ. If I was doing 40 hours a week of porn, I would have to be making some serious money. Because I'd be like, well, sex has become this crazy... purely mechanical act that I don't even understand anymore. And people just tell me what to do, what to thrust in which direction, and I do that. So, I would imagine, like, if I'm just using my imagination, let's say 2 to 3 days a week, right? And when I say day, let's call it a 5-hour day. Like, you're on set for 5 hours, that seems generous, right? To create, like, a 30-minute porno film. So, you know, that leaves a fella with a lot of free time. And if you're a fella with a lot of free time and, you know, you've got some money, you're doing fine there. I mean, you're going to have to start doing something to kill time. And you're also going to be keenly aware that everyone's going to be seeing you fucking naked all the time. So why not get ripped? Right? Like, why not? That's a perfect hobby for you. And it'll probably, you know, it kind of benefits your work. It's like the version of if I started taking Spanish classes at night. It's like, yeah, it might not change my job, but if I was looking to change careers, it wouldn't hurt. And if you're a porn actor, it's like, getting ripped, that wouldn't hurt. So that's my real super long way of saying, I guess X-ray vision. We've gone through some of Superman's powers so far, in however long this has been. That's how far we've gotten. Let's move on through the Justice League while we're here, because I don't think this will take long. Aquaman. You know, he's got... We've already done super strength. I mean, the ability to communicate with fish would only be bad, I think. Recently, you know, a lot of people will make... Oh, man, there's a car, like, waiting for a train to go, and the train is literally stopped. Not moving at all. A lot of people make fun of Aquaman because it's like, oh, wow, you talk to fish. And there was a recent-ish comic where he went into a restaurant and ordered fish, and these people were like, what the fuck? And they're like, I thought you were, like, friends with fish. And he's like, I can communicate with fish, but they have fish brains. They're not, like, smart. They're not, like, people. It's not like talking to a person. Like, I'm fine with eating fish. Which I thought was interesting and also was like a real fuck you to like vegetarians, I guess. Because it's basically, you know, oh, what if animals could talk? And Aquaman's kind of like, yeah, I mean, fish are fucking idiots. They don't even know they're dead. So I eat fish and I can talk to them and I have no problem with this. But obviously talking to fish is not going to be to my benefit. Like, I'm not really looking for more friends or more things to fill my time. And I don't know what useful things... I don't know. I don't need that. I mean, it'd be cool, like... I guess, okay, if I'm thinking business... Again, I'm always talking about what's the business you could run. You could do a whale-watching business, because you could be like, I guarantee you'll see a whale every time. And you would. You know, I'd be like, here's our calendar, days since nobody saw a whale, and it says zero. And then, you know, you could probably become pretty famous for that. Or be like, oh yeah, you could have an octopus come up to the side. You'd also be a pretty successful SeaWorld person, I guess. If that exists. Is that a thing? Like, oh, he's the best SeaWorld guy. So you could parlay it into a career of sorts. You could be like on one of those Deadliest Catch boats, right? And just be like, I make all the crabs just basically walk into the traps immediately and we go home. Oh yeah, we go out for an hour. I know you guys go out for like 2 months straight and you're in these fucking crazy storms and there's just ocean. You can't even see the land anymore. You're like fucking Christopher Columbus, except it's 2015. And you're all doing this so Red Lobster can have Crab Fest. But yeah, no, we go out for an hour. And I don't even bring a jacket. Because, you know, if it's a stormy day, we don't go out. We just wait until it's nice, and then I go out, and the crabs come in our thing, and then we go home. So you could make a career out of that. That's a thing. Not needing to breathe. I think, now, here's what I'm not real sure about. Whether or not Aquaman doesn't need to breathe, or if he has, like, underwater breathing. I think he might have underwater breathing. But let's just assume, you know, there's definitely characters out there who don't need to breathe, right? So let's just call it that. Because that lets you go into water. We'll assume that would let you go into space as well. I mean, it'd be a good power. Again, you could sort of parlay that into, you know, some David Blaine-style things, I guess. Watch me get in this capsule and be in here for 2 hours. How does he do it? But, yeah, watch me for 2 hours. Be in this thing. But not, like, the most useful thing in the world. Not the most fun. I mean, let's keep in mind kind of the benchmarks we've got here going are, like, flight. And how useful and great that would be to be able to just fly even at jet speed. I mean, even if it took me a couple hours to fly across the country, that's fine. Don't check my math on that. I don't know how long it takes to fly across the country, like, at the speed of sound. It's got to be pretty fucking fast. It'd be great taking a vacation. Just get a backpack. Or, you know, here's the thing. Because you could take a vacation, you don't need to carry a duffel bag with you. Because how much does it cost? Like, if I get a good deal, I fly to New York and back for $300. All right, you just spend that $300 on clothes and shit that you can get there. Just get it there. bring your toothbrush. Fit what you can in your pockets and buy the rest when you get there. Be a real bastard if you lost something, though, like your wallet. You'd be like, oh my god. Well, where did you leave it last? I have no idea. I flew over the entire country. It could be anywhere between here and where I live. Perfect. So when we're talking flight versus holding breath power, that's nothing. All right, flash. Super speed. So again, we'd be talking about, like, your body would be able to deal with the super speed, or, like, if you generated heat by rubbing your hands on something, your hand wouldn't just fall apart and burn up or whatever. Anything associated with your speed is cool. So that would be good for the same reason that flight would be good, right? You could just, like, dash off somewhere and dash back. That'd be pretty awesome. You know, Flash can do some other shit, like he can, vibrate through and become intangible, or, like, vibrate himself through a wall or something like that. Very useful, but I don't know. I mean, you'd never be late. I'm sure there's some way you could parlay that. You know, you'd be the fastest man alive, so I guess you could make that your career. And again, it would be kind of the fun of the super strength, where you're just showing up at a fucking Olympics, blowing everyone away, and you're like eating a McDonald's double hamburger on the starting line. I don't want to discount the potential fun there, because that's pretty fun, just as an idea. And you could always do pro sports. You know, I suck at, like, football and basketball. At sports, I suck at them. But, you know, I would think you could get somewhere in football if you can run so fast that it's like other people are standing still. I think you'd have a pretty good shot there. So I'll put that on the list. I mean, okay, running somewhere at super speed is not as cool as flying there at, like, Mach 1. But, you know, in this case, we're calling super speed super speed. You know, faster than perception. So I could be, you know, a New York minute. Take me like a minute to get there. That would be pretty cool. I mean, the world would become very small. The only thing I don't know is if you had super speed, if going regular speed would become bullshit, right? So let's put that on the maybe. Green Lantern, fuck no. I mean, it's a weapon or a tool that I guess, of course it would come in handy every once in a while. So I'd be like, well, I guess I'm not ever buying another pair of fucking nail clippers, because I could just make those. Although here's what I don't get about, like, okay, I'm Green Lantern. I know what nail clippers are, but I don't necessarily understand how they're all levered and shit. Like, do I have to know that in order to make a nail clipper? I guess not, right? Because, like, if some guy is making a giant boxing glove, he doesn't need to know how that's manufactured to make it. So it'd be useful in a way, but, not into it. I don't know. Green Lantern ring is great, but, I don't like the idea that the power is in a thing, because I feel like I have a high potential to lose a thing. And then can you imagine, what would be worse than having a Green Lantern ring and then not having it? You'd be like, oh yeah, well, I could basically manifest anything I could think of. I could, you know, fly through the air in a green bubble. I could do all this shit. And, but, you know, I took my ring off, or my ring went down the fucking drain. It's gone. Right? And that would be, and the rest of your life would be consumed with finding it again. That's all you would do. So that's the big strike against that one. I think that's why I would cast that one off. Okay, Batman. Fighting ability. Fighting ability would be cool. Batman's fighting ability. You know, he's like the best fighter ever. But, I mean, compared to, like, the other abilities, the only thing you could really do with that is fight people, right? So I guess you could, you know, win ultimate fighting and shit, but that's not really a world that I'm interested in becoming a part of. If at all possible, I think I'd prefer to avoid that. And detective abilities, I mean, come on. That's... I don't think that would be fun, because here's why. Sometimes I think people lie in ways that make your life better. In fact, oftentimes I think people lie in a way that makes your life better. You know, think about, like, if you've been watching Sherlock at all. If you know everything and there's no secrets from you, I don't think that's a good thing. Like, I don't think that's a good way to live, and probably wouldn't make a person very happy. If you honestly knew what everyone thinks about you, this is, let's just throw in, like, you know, Professor Charles Xavier, like, psychic powers, right? Like, I can reach into people's minds, and I could manipulate their thoughts and stuff like that. I would hate that. I would grow to hate that, and here's why. Everyone who has had an incident, you know, online should know why it's not a good idea to have psychic powers. Because if you've ever, like, spent way too much time looking through someone's Facebook, imagine, you know, Professor Xavier was, like, the original Facebook. He could just look at someone's brain and see all their memories and everything they think and that they've thought, right? And it's like looking through pawing through someone's Facebook. I mean, don't get me wrong. It would come in handy. You could also just, like, go to, you know, your boss's office and be like, I'm not ever coming in again, but you're just going to keep, you know, everyone here is going to pretend like I am. Or you just go to a bank and be like, hey, type in stuff so I have a bunch of money and I'll walk away with it. Right? So that part would be good, but I don't trust myself to control it and not just look into people's minds. And, like, I don't think I would, in general... this is probably more revelatory about me than I really intended, but, like, I kind of assume that people think bad things about each other more than they express, because they're just kind of idle thoughts, and it's like, oh, this is pissing me off. It's kind of like this. You know, sometimes, like, you'll talk to a friend, and it kind of just turns into a bitch session about your partners. And it's not really because you feel that way about your partners all the time. It's just because you're like, well, this is a person who I can tell the bad parts to. And there are some bad parts, and here they are, right? But overall, you actually really like your partner and everything's cool. It's just you've got these few things, and getting them off your chest is basically the beginning and the end of it. Well, that wouldn't exist anymore, because you would know everything that everyone thought about you. And, like, it also kind of removes this thing, like, I think it's fine to think bad things. And it's about, you know, choosing which of those things to actually act on and express that's important, right? I don't know. Like, if somebody thinks a thought that's, like, let's say racist, right? They think a racist thought, or they remember, like, a racist joke they heard. That doesn't mean they're going to say the racist joke. And, in fact, they might make a strong decision of, like, I'm not going to say that joke and repeat it. But it's still in their brain. And so, like, if you saw all that stuff, you'd just be like, my God, man, just a miserable little pile of secrets. So that would never work. Because I can't be trusted not to, like, open everybody's brain like it's a Facebook and then just kind of hate everybody. The one other good thing, I guess, if you were psychic, you know, would be if you got in an argument, because, man, it would be easy to tear someone down. You would know everything that they were, like, beating themselves up over, and then you could just bust it out, and they'd be like, how do you know that? And you'd be like, does it really matter? Because I know it, and I told you it. Anyway, yeah, that seems, I seem to be turning too evil immediately with that. I mean, X-ray vision also turned to evil immediately, but come on, what good can you really do with X-ray vision? Save people some fucking money at the doctor's office, I guess? But, I don't know. That's not science. You don't have a chart you can put up. If you had a printer on your brain, I guess that'd be something. But yeah, the evil there seems to be of a new caliber for me, so I'll probably stay away from that one. Wonder Woman, I mean, let's face it, powers-wise, that's pretty much Superman Jr. I'm not going to take bracelets that deflect bullets. I don't live in a crime-ridden zone, so that's worthless. And, you know, a lasso that forces people to tell the truth, please. I don't need that, nor do I want it, nor do I want to carry it around on my hip all the time like a goddamn rodeo guy. Does that pretty much take care of our classic Justice League, I suppose? Let's switch over to Avengers. Super Soldier Serum, like Captain America. I mean, pretty good, I guess, as these things go, because you've got, like, some probably anti-aging and, you know, agility, strength. Like, you've kind of got the whole package there. But it's not like Captain America is not so powerful that he's, like, undeniable, right? Like, he's really powerful, but it's not. If I was going to pick that, why not just pick, you know, super strength or invulnerability or something. I don't know. I think I'll pass on Captain America. It makes me the perfect man, but I want to be more than a man. pH balance for a woman. Iron Man, I mean, obviously he doesn't have a power. And I don't really want to be fucking around. I don't even like fucking around with my phone. So I can't imagine I would enjoy tinkering with the technology of a suit that I wore. I mean, it'd be fun as hell to wear an Iron Man suit, but what would you really do with that, ultimately, in the end? The Hulk, obviously, that's no good. Like, I don't want to be the Hulk where I just transform. And super strength, again, okay, that's in there. That's still in our runnings. And other than that, what do you got? Who else have we got in these Avengers here? Hawkeye? Okay. Well, yeah, that, obviously, that's my number one choice. Shooting arrows, really good. That would be the most amazing power. The most amazing power that Hawkeye has is the fact that he's remained a character this long. That's his most amazing superpower, is his, ability to remain in comics and movies despite being the worst one. I mean, he's the worst one. Was anyone worried in Thor when it was like Hawkeye was going to shoot Thor with an arrow? Because you're like, yeah, I don't know. He like was cast out of another dimension and he's still alive. I don't think hitting him with an arrow is going to do a whole lot. From a cherry picker in the rain. Give me a fucking break, buddy. Thor. So, you know, you gotta divide up his powers. We got strength. I don't even know what else. Flight, I guess. Although his flight isn't from flying. He swings his hammer, throws it, and then catches it again. And that, you know, he flies along. Well, the hammer's flying and he's just holding it. So, here's what would be the best thing about that power. Is, it's a big fuck you to science. And like, go fuck yourself, you guys. Look at this. I know I'm forgetting. I mean, Black Widow, does she even really have powers? Or is she just good at spy? Is she, you know, kind of a Batman type? Seems like she's kind of just a Batman. So, obviously, I'm passing on that. See, here's what's weird about Hawkeye to me, too. I mean, we've got Black Widow, right? And she's not really powerful either. But she's in the movie because she's a girl. Let's be serious. And that's fine. But, like, because, you know, who else were they going to get? You can have She-Hulk, but we've already got Hulk. I don't know. There's some others, but I get why she's there. It's cool. I'm just saying, we don't need, if I was putting a super team together, I'd be like, okay, Black Widow or Hawkeye? And I'd be like, I don't know, Black Widow? They'd be like, cool. Well, do you want Hawkeye too? I'd be like, I mean, there's only so many fucking seats in this plane. I don't know. What's Mr. Fantastic doing? What's Spider-Man up to? anybody who can do what he does, but, you know, also has powers. That would be my choice. I mean, we're fighting interdimensional gods here. Let's be real. Quit fucking around with arrows. You realize that this other guy is like a god who basically saved existence twice. Three times so far? Come on. This other guy is a guy who turns into a monster that's so strong that he basically beat up a god. And but you do have arrows. That's a thing. Okay. Spider-Man. The proportionate speed and strength of a spider. Spider-Man would be awesome, except for, I feel like you have to, he's like one where you would have to have all of his powers in order for it to work, right? Because, like, I wouldn't be able to swing around on, I wouldn't have webs. Like, obviously I'm not going to take just webs, because I'm not strong enough to hold on to a fishing line and swing across something on it. And, you know, but wall crawling and the acrobatic shit would probably all go together. That would be pretty awesome. Again, not super useful, but awesome. So I would have to pass, though. If I was taking a power set, that would be in the running. But as individual things, you know, no. Wolverine. Let's talk X-Men. Healing factor, way high up there. Because here's what's great about healing factor. You could treat your body like shit, and it doesn't matter. You know, you won't live forever, but extra long. Anytime you get hurt in some way, you'll be healed instantly. I would never get sick anymore. That would be pretty amazing. You're kind of like immortal. I mean, not total. You'll die eventually, right? Like, my understanding of Wolverine is he'll age and die. It just takes a lot longer. So let's just say you would live 200 years or something, right? Let's just be crazy. And you would live 200 years basically as an able-bodied man. And that wouldn't be too bad. I could see the pluses there. So let's put that in the plus column, right? Why not? I get sick a lot, you guys. I was just saying the other day I would take 10 years off my life to never get sick again. And so this is a pretty tempting offer for me personally. To just getting rid of the sickness is high on the list. Is there any other X-Men who's got like a power that's, you know, Jubilee? I could make sparks come out of shit. Oh, I could be the Dazzler and dazzle people with my dance skills in disco. I could be the Dazzler and bring disco back from the dead long after it should have been in its grave. I'll pass. Daredevil. No, that would be horrible. You know, he's got, like, radar sense, and he can smell things and hear things super. I don't know how you would shut that off. That's the problem. I want to go to bed. I'm pissed off that, like, neighbors across the street are having a party. If I was like, I can hear every party in town, that would be horrible. So that's obviously a no. Trying to think if we've got any other, like, super interesting superpowers. Oh, invisibility. That's a classic. I could see some definite advantages there. Again, in the crime realm. You could do a lot of crimes. And, you know, probably, I guess no prison could really hold you, right? Because you just turn invisible. And then they open your cell, and then you come out. But, I mean, not as good as some of the other ones, right? Not as good. Whew. Okay. This is tough. We've got, let's talk the big ones. Flight, super strength, healing factor. Those are kind of the ones that have remained on the docket here, right? If I'm remembering correctly. And X-ray boob vision. So if we've got flight, healing factor, and super strength. Well, I guess you wouldn't need, you know, if we're talking super, no, we're not talking about invulnerability, we're talking strength. So I'm taking super strength out, because I don't really need that. Like, that's not going to be super useful to me, I guess. I don't think. I guess there was, like, the whole, I could play, like, professional football thing, which is kind of great. But I would still have to play professional football, which isn't great. Yeah. I mean, I think, okay. Well, let's take it down to healing factor and flight, right? So the advantage of healing factor is the longer life, and you'd never be sort of infirm. And the advantage of flight is that you could fly places. So I think I would have to go healing factor. Because you could live a long life, and you could spend your long life doing a lot of stuff. Like, I think Wolverine's healing factor might be the best real-life superpower. You would also, you know, I assume the healing factor basically works such that, you know, I'm not going to have to worry about being an old man and crapping myself. Or I'm not going to be fucking paralyzed in a car accident. You know, I'll walk away. All that shit kind of goes out the window. Or, you know, it's like, all right, if I could fly, sure, I could be to Japan in before daylight just from my house. But if I have healing factor and I'm going to live 200 years and I could just travel for 200 years, like, you could see a lot of shit in 200 years. In 200 years of being able-bodied, you could live four lives. Lives, that is. And, you know, I guess there's that whole thing of like, oh, everyone you love would die. And it's like, eh, I don't know. That's okay. You just move on to a new phase. We just can't imagine the phases of life of an invulnerable heal factor guy because no one's ever been that before. So it's just not within our realms of imagination, but it could happen. I could do it. I could make it work. All right, guys. I'm home. So this will be our last car cast from this trip. So next time, hopefully you'll have something else. Could be another car cast, but I won't be going to goddamn Grand Junction at home. That's for sure. That's the car shutting off. Thanks for listening again. I hope this rumination on seeing through people's clothes with bras on was helpful for you in some way. And we'll see you next time. Yeah.
That's about as perfect as it can possibly be.
I don't know. Imagine. I don't think Bowie could have done it better than that.